Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
We just got more reviews, though. Now we have 27.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's awesome.
People are nice. And there's one person that apparently really likes the swords ad, because on some app that I didn't even know existed, they said, "Swords!" And I got like a notification that was like, "Somebody said swords on this episode," and I was like, "I don't know what this is." And then they also left us a review on iTunes that was like, "Swords!" What did he say? Or she? I have no idea. No. They were like, "These people..." Oh, no! They said, "I can't help but picture Will as Robert Downey Jr." And I was like, "Okay. Alright." That's a compliment. I like Robert Downey Jr., so okay.
Hello.
Greg is not allowed to talk anymore.
He waited too long. The silence lasted. It was my... I'm not gonna miss my shot or whatever.
You're so nervous. You always get so nervous.
Yeah.
Poor Eric.
I've been...
That's why you're so quiet during the conversations at the beginning. He's just waiting to listen for a one period of time where he won't be too rude.
Yeah, because normally I'm so talkative in conversations.
Well, it's awkward. It's really weird. At the end of it, I realized that you were waiting the whole time. And now you're playing with this measuring tape. Are you okay? need another gin and tonic.
I'm working on this one.
Except don't spit on me as much as you
usually do.
Oh,
I will.
Ah, damn it.
Just tonic and lime juice all over you.
Ew.
Oh, and gin.
I love me a gin and tonic without the gin.
Just a limeade. A fizzy limeade.
Yeah. Raspberry Ricky.
Raspberry Ricky.
I think she said raspberry.
Raspberry.
Maybe she said grassberry.
No, because every time I try to say raspberry lime Ricky, I say raspberry rhyme licky.
A licky.
It's a problem, yeah. It's like I have a spoonerism disease.
We still laugh about the thing that we didn't understand, the reference.
Oh yeah, light dawns on Marblehead. We even looked it up after that episode.
We had never heard that phrase at all.
I had never heard. It was
like
a Massachusetts
thing or something,
right?
Who's dawns on Marblehead?
Yeah, that's one of the... I think I'm going to name that episode where that is. I think I have that as one of the... as the title options. It's Don Zahn Marblehead.
Yeah.
Because we're all like, what? Who's Don Zahn Marblehead? And then we looked it up and it was like, what is it? Like a lighthouse or something? It was like
it's like
Don
the easternmost point in Massachusetts?
Massachusetts.
Something like that. So it's like where the sun first hits.
Wow.
So it's like a realization or whatever. Light dawns on Marblehead.
And you remember that trivia thing, and I'm just like, it was a thing.
It was something.
We looked it up.
It existed.
And it was a thing. Jesus Christ.
You want to run this episode? This
okay.
session? Okay. All right.
Last time.
That's about how much I've got. Previously on Pork Fried Dice, I just spent the whole weekend replacing the back door and flooring in my house. And
so now you're gonna go to sleep.
This is as prepared as I am and as mentally ready as I am. Thankfully, you guys didn't do much last time, let's assume. You talked
a lot of talking.
We talked a lot.
It was group therapy. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like group therapy. For sure.
It was almost kind of an intervention in a way. Will tried to get rid of some corpses to no avail, at least yesterday. And then you all went to sleep. I told you last time that we would discuss his summoning of a familiar, which we'll touch on here.
Okay.
But the other thing of note at the very end, because it was very dramatic and mysterious, is that Batwhack's dreams were filled with this repeated phrase of...
Batwhack, go!
I woke up in the morning and I was like, I think I had a dream. I kind of remember. I'm going to get some coffee.
No, you remember it perfectly, and it was.
Browns on Marblehead.
Yes.
It was. That makes just as much sense. Mm. Or at least it did before I looked it up and didn't learn anything.
It was alternating between Dawn's on Marblehead and...
Bite.
Oh, bite. That's one word. Here we go. Let's build it together.
Oh, yeah, bite this.
Bite the hammer, prevent bite. The provide. Yeah. No, it was provide the hammer, prevent the bite. Provide the hammer, prevent the bite.
It was a really memorable phrase, too.
I know. That's why everybody burst out with it all at once. I could barely finish my sentence before you all started shouting over me.
Sorry. I don't know.
I think the word peen is a really funny word, and that has to do with the hammer.
Did she say peen?
Peen, yeah.
Peen! Yes, it is a funny word.
It's too bad it wasn't provide the peen. Then we would have all remembered it.
That's the best one ever. All right, at one point you got to come up with some kind of prophecy or something. It's provide the peen. or something about peen, please. Yes! Ah, touch the peen.
Unsheathe the peen.
Yes. Just change it. Just change it to that.
Right. Provide the peen. Prevent the peen. Right. Just peen. Just peen. Overall peen.
Come on. Okay.
Ball peen. Yes. Anyway. So, let's real quick, Will, what are you trying to do? Who are you trying to bring around?
Well, besides all the other freaking things I wanted to do, and I shut myself in my room because Rafina was trying to drug me to go to sleep.
Oh, that's right. It's fun.
The powder.
With the powder that she...
It worked, produced. Right? She's totally... He's totally asleep.
It's just Gold Bond.
I'm poisoned.
Medicated.
I'm just trying to have a familiar so that I can have somebody watch.
Just,
you know,
just a random one or Bernard?
Probably Bernard.
In what form?
That's what I always do. Suspecting that we're going to be going somewhere tomorrow, I might make him the Saint Bernard because
could ride him.
Because I said that the dog could help maybe if the guy brought back like an item of clothing from the... Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was another thing, that there was the old guy
Boris.
It's just Boris! Boris's grandson.
Nat.
Okay, I don't even think you said that, but he was stolen by werewolves. So I was like, as the mayor, I was like, oh... Hey, if you bring back an item of clothing or something, maybe my dog. And then he was like, yeah, you have two dogs. And I was like, oh, yeah, I do have two dogs. Right. But anyway.
I can smell them from here.
Both of them are very alive.
So that's what I'll do, because he can at least pass for... I could try to prestidigitate his fur or something to look like a big black dog. It's not going to work. It's a totally different length of hair, but who cares?
Got it. So you try to summon Saint Bernard. And you try.
Oh, no.
And he doesn't show up.
Aww.
You try.
What the fuck?
That doesn't show up.
That's my whole...
And you try.
Oh, God. Ah! Oh, no, you did! I did not expect that! Every time! I do jump every time. Mm. That's pathetic. Oh, shit. Now I have to deal with this guy.
Suddenly, your room is filled with swirly, smoky swokes.
Oh, you murderer!
Not again.
What? Me? He says, murderer? I think that's you. Who's the one whose brother keeps dying all the time?
What?
Who is it? Is it me?
But that doesn't mean I'm a murderer. Just because someone I'm related to dies doesn't mean I'm a murderer. I'm a murderer for other reasons.
It's been kind of excessive. Are you trying to remember old times or something like that?
Excessive? What are you talking? I don't kill him. Just let me have a familiar and go away.
No, I think that you've been a bit irresponsible with your companion. I think I'm going to probably...
Irresponsible.
I think I'm going to be in charge here for a while.
Oh my God.
Not that I know what's going on, but
I know.
Everybody's like, ooh.
Everybody, we just got the shiver suddenly. We're like, oh, yep. Something's going on.
We're the great chorus right now.
You have already interfered with things, right? You were involved with Blinsky's crap, right? What? Probably. What? It's got to be you.
With what?
Whip crack sounds and smoke.
How would I get involved with a poor toy maker here in this town? How would that happen? How would it happen?
How would it happen?
How would I come in contact with
such
a... Shut
up! You gave it to me!
Such a person.
You gave me the club. I didn't know that it was going to do anything to him, so I gave it to him to try to make him give it to Link.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, for now, like I said, I'm just going to be, You just hands
I'm
off
gonna
on
fail
the familiar
at your quest.
Situation.
I'm going to fail at this quest that you've set forth for me.
You're not
I can't believe
want...
I just said set forth. But anyway,
Tally-ho!
This is what happens when you force me to try to be some kind of stupid hero or something.
Well,
like...
we've gone over certain consequences that could, the stakes. If you fail in what I ask you to do.
What did I fail to do?
I'm not saying you did or didn't, though you did.
What did I fail to do? What did I fail to do?
Not to put too fine a point on it.
Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet.
Yes. You're so, yeah. Man, just because I gave him, I was trying, hey.
This isn't about that. I'm just concerned.
What did I fail at then?
I'm just concerned for the well-being of your poor sibling. Who's gone through so much already. He's had to die in reality once. And you're putting that through him so many more times. It's a privilege that you have. And it's being revoked for a bit. Consider yourself grounded, familiar-wise. When I deem it appropriate for you to have a familiar, you will. For now...
Is this some kind of messed up, like, father figure bullshit that you're trying to pull on me?
Oh!
Because you know what I did to my own father, probably.
Do you have father issues? Do you want to review that?
You know, no, I don't. I'm just saying.
That's interesting that you would say that. Why do you think you would say something like that?
Why are you talking like this, you gin and tonic fucked up freak?
Freud the silly man.
Oh, God. All right. This sucks. Fine, give me Frederick. He sucks.
Go ahead. You don't get to make requests. You're right now you're flying solo, and you'll have a companion here soon. Just don't you worry. Good night.
I was prepared for that one. At least he said good night. Thank you. He says to the air, because at least he said good night.
Oh, by the way, sweet dreams.
Fuck you, man.
And so Will goes right to sleep, right?
No fucking way. He probably stays up until none of this has to be any. It's just he probably stays up looking at all the papers he has, trying to see what he can forge into his own name and such.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does.
Okay,
all of his deeds to whatever properties he has now: coffin maker shop, those ones from the
Do you count all your coins?
No.
He's like, I've got plenty
now. For now, probably. I need more. Anyway.
Okay.
Oh yeah, and that chest. Does the key work in that little chest?
It does not.
Oh fuck. Is there a way for me to unlock it? Damn.
You could try to mess with it, try to pick it.
Yeah, can I Eldritch blast it or something? Pick
try.
It. Alright. Pick it, I guess, because that's quieter first.
So go ahead and
I don't
roll,
know when I roll.
Dexterity.
Oh.
Do you
good.
Have thieves' tools?
I don't have thieves' tools, but I'm very dexterous, I think. Yes, I am. 14.
So you try to pick the lock. You feel something catch within, and you think you've unlocked the lid. And then suddenly from out of the keyhole, a dart shoots out.
What?
That lodges in your wrist.
Oh!
And you look around the room. Your vision starts to blur.
No!
And you fall flat on your back, unconscious.
I think as I do that, I Eldritch blast the ceiling, like, no! And then I fall over.
Yep.
So that's how Will goes to sleep.
Yep.
Everyone hears an Eldritch blast shooting off in the room.
So what we've heard is a bunch of whip cracks, some grunts complaining, an explosion. Like, oh, Will must be in bed. All right.
Yeah, and then the sun. Yeah, Rufina's, oh, good, he's finally going to sleep.
So, yeah, underneath, you see etched into the bottom of the chest, it tumbles out of your hands, it says, Ambien.
Ah, an Ambien chest. This might be useful.
It turns out all the time we have spent here in this world thus far has been an Ambien commercial.
This show brought to you by Ambien. Yeah. Quick, Katie, write an a cappella four-person harmony song about Ambien. Go!
Ambien.
Done. Yeah. We just wrote the episode for or the ad for next week, and we're way ahead of where we're releasing, so it'll make
perfect.
No sense.
Yeah,
it could probably be our show's motto. Well, that made no sense.
So you fall asleep. Kind of.
Raging at the sleep. Rage at the sleep.
With roof debris sprinkling down on you.
Yes! Plaster dust. I come out in the morning, I just have it all over my face like a light dusting. I have no idea. What? What are you looking at?
And you've got half a bird's nest in your hair.
You wake up, you see there's a hole in the wall, you realize you blasted through into the privy, and there's just a dead dog face staring out at you.
Gross. Oh, man.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Says the dead dog.
Oh, creepy.
So, everybody can take advantage of the benefits of a long rest.
Ooh, right.
Yes, that is great.
Your hit points are to fool.
Hit points are to fool.
Hit points are to fool.
Oh, right. Okay.
Your spell slots are fully replenished. If you spent any hit dice, you gain 3 back. And that's it. Feeling right as rain, everyone.
Yay!
So stop whining about it, Bathwack.
Hey, he could be whining about it, but the last time I tried to take a long rest, I ended up half killing a guy. So,
yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah, by the way, no,
no, I already wrote it down.
So anyway, at the crack of dawn, you were all roused by a loud knocking.
Okay.
At the front door.
Jeez. Okay! Can I wake up? Am I dead?
You're dead.
Am I dead?
You're dead, but you can wake up.
It's a whole other game. I'm a zombie now. Okay.
Who is it?
Oh my god.
Don't we have any servants?
Yeah, come on, servants.
They're scared to do anything right now.
Oh god, I burst out of the door. I think Will is very disoriented. He bursts out of the door as Will, like only until, like, he's walking down the steps, and then he's like, oh shit! And then he, like, makes himself look like the Baron.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Will's headed to the front door as the Baron. What about everybody else?
Lank doesn't get up quickly. So he's sort of dragging himself to the door.
Stop!
I open one eye.
Nobody else is getting
Rufina's out. Rufina comes out of wherever she's sleeping. Where is she sleeping?
She's already been up for like 3 hours.
She really
she's
has,
like,
actually.
It was beautiful.
She's curled up in the oven.
She's in the oven.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of the weirdest place she could be.
In the sink. She was sleeping in the sink like a cat.
She's sleeping up on top of the mounted bear head in the study.
Don't be silly. I'm taking refuge in my terrarium.
Oh, of course.
It's very comfortable in there.
Which is perched up on top of the stuffed bear head in the study.
Yes. It's balanced precariously, I must admit. But yeah, she comes out and she's wearing she's wearing bunny slippers.
Yes!
Bunny slippers, and she's headed out she's shuffling to the front door.
Are they made of real bunnies?
They're still alive, in fact.
Oh, no!
They're just little, like, she's velcroed these... things to the top of the bunny so that she can put her feet in.
You're just standing on them, and you have a carrot on a stick in front of them, and you just get them to hop along.
So one hand has the stick with the carrot, and the other hand has my steaming mug of Tig Tea. But yes, I'm shuffling to the door.
All right.
And I bump into Will, and I spill some of my twig tea on his feet.
Better on your feet than in your mouth, am I right?
All right.
So, you get to the door.
Oh my god, stop.
The door opens easily, if one of you deigns to open it.
Well, Rafina spilled twig tea on me, so I'm just like, ah!
So while you're cleaning it, I open it.
I will open the door.
All right.
Open.
The door is open, and before you stands Boris.
Oh.
Wait, who's Boris?
Boris is the old man whose grandson was stolen away by monsters in the night.
Man, he's very demanding.
Yeah, that was crazy shocking for just some peasant guy.
Does he only have one kid? I mean, whatever.
He says, good morning, I brought these pants. These are Nat's pants.
pizza.
Pete's? Pete's what?
Peen. Pinsa.
Ah! The food inspired by the tool used to pound nails. scrumptious pinsa. I remember when my mother used to bake a mean pinsa.
Oh my god.
How can we help you, Mr. Boris?
Well, as I was saying, these are Nat's pants. You asked that I bring an item of clothing?
Right.
Baron?
Oh shit. And he realizes that he has no dog. Okay.
Or a familiar who's a dog.
Oh fuck. Yeah, cool. Great. I can use that. We can use this. Good.
Would you like a cup of twig tea?
Like, standing behind Rafina does a...
Roll a stealth check, Lank.
That is... What is my modifier for stealth? I don't know. It's a good roll. Stealth is +5. Wow, okay, that's 24 for stealth.
I guess that works.
Yeah, that would. Right, Rafina, you have no idea that Lank is doing this.
He even hits her in the back of the head with one swipe of his arm. She still doesn't notice.
Oh, thanks for scratching my head, Lank. How did you know it itched?
Not a problem. Don't drink the tea.
You don't hear him.
You're a thing.
Now, the next time I need to roll for something that actually matters, I'm going to roll
That's
one.
That's why I do that. Gotta drain all those good rolls.
Use up the rolls.
He says, oh, no, that's quite all right. Is there anything else you need? Should I come along with you?
No, you stay here, be safe. Yeah, right, yes.
Okay, well, I would appreciate as soon as any news or whatnot that you just inform me.
We know how to find you. How do we find him, guys?
Yeah, remind me, I don't know if, you know, I can't remember if I've ever been to your home. Probably not. I am the mayor, and I don't do that, probably.
Are you in the phone book?
Are you in the phone
the
book?
Phone
in
the pamphlet.
Phone pamphlet.
It's my house is the last house on the right on Wormwood Lane.
Okay. All right.
Near
Great.
The east gate. You know where
Wait,
Wormwood
the west
Lane
gate.
Is. West.
Yes, the west. You're to Wormwood's on the west by the west gate.
Yes, I mean west. Bye.
That was really suspicious.
Yeah. What just happened there?
he runs away, his forked tail trailing out from beneath his garments. And burrows down into the ground.
Oh, Christ.
No. He gives you appropriate directions to his house.
Okay. All right, so is that where we're going next? Just find this kid, probably, right?
Yeah, otherwise Boris is going to keep showing up.
Yeah. He's going to wake up every morning.
My kid yet? Maybe, man.
Here's more pants.
Yeah.
All right.
Soon we're going to have an entire child's wardrobe and one really whiny asshole, so let's go.
This was the start of the company Granimals, by the way.
Granimals.
A lot of people don't realize.
Oh, Granimals. This episode is sponsored by Granimals.
Granimals.
Man, we have so many ads. It's amazing.
the well-known conglomerate of Granimals and Ambien.
God,
Ambien.
Yes.
Nick goes, "Where's Bathwack?"
I killed him in the middle of the night. I'm just kidding. I guess I can't make that kind of joke anymore.
Okay. That was Nick.
Do we need to go wake him up? I think we need to go wake him up. Maybe he's hibernating. Don't turtles hibernate or something?
I think they burrow in mud to do that. Oh, how dirty is this house?
Let's check the yard.
Nick just wonders out loud, he's a turtle?
Again, just always, I don't understand. What?
Where is he?
I'm going upstairs to see if I can find him, but now that you're saying these things, I might not find him upstairs.
Yeah.
I go upstairs.
All right. Bathwack's busy feigning his own death. No, I'm just kidding.
Bathwack?
He's slowly getting up. Yeah, what's up?
Oh.
Are you decent?
You're wanted downstairs. We're going on an adventure.
That's the best thing anyone has ever said.
So, you all are headed out.
No.
I don't know.
Right before...
Any last words?
No, just right before... Well, first of all, is Irina coming with us? Did we decide this? Because I had said maybe she should stay here.
Yes.
Is she in the house?
And Blinsky is. Yep. So what the fuck are we doing with these people?
Forgot all about those people.
Yeah, we have Irina and Blinsky. Of course. Can't just go on an adventure. Can't be easy.
No.
You're right.
You know what?
We should bring... If we want to have a house here when we come back, we should bring a firebug with us.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And Blinsky, I don't know.
I guess we have to bring Blinsky, too.
I think we should definitely bring Irina, because, I don't know, she seems to be a straw thing.
Yeah.
I want to see that guy again.
Why? Damn.
Yeah, no, not really. I really don't, but...
Well, let's take her and put a, you know, concrete anchor on her and throw her to the bottom of the ocean, and then he'll go there. Ha ha! He won't bother us anymore. Good plan. High five, me!
Now we're gonna...
Well, Irina certainly's not gonna high five you.
You're about to, and they're like, wait, don't do it!
Oh yeah, don't touch me! Ew! Arm! Well, while people are deciding what they want to do with Blinsky, Will is going to go up and do something about at least the human bodies up there. God, gross, man. What if somebody comes in this house? So I have to, like, disfigure them somehow so they don't look like the mayor and his wife.
Just peel off their faces?
Yeah, I might. Yep.
Yeah! Wait, did you say peel off?
Yeah, I might have to do something like that, like, because I probably can't...
Then you can have a mask in case you somehow can't use your magic. It's like a backup, a plan B, something you just throw on real quick.
Yeah, I turn into Arya Stark. There we go. There's my new character.
Let's just bury them in the backyard.
Is there any yard? Oh my god, is there a yard?
I mean, there's a back area. There's like a garden back there and stuff.
And we have a lot of experience digging graves.
Oh, yes! Let's bury... Will was like, woohoo! We have a place to bury them. Yes! Can we please do that so nobody knows? Because I don't want to... Yeah. I don't want anyone to know that they're dead.
Sure, let's bury these fuckers.
Alright, yes!
Nothing says nobody's dead like a mound of dirt in the front yard.
We'll be discreet. I have a lot of experience with digging.
Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. And the servants, are they around? Do we see them, hear them? I'm going to distract them while they dig. Not that I don't want to help out with the digging, but I'm going to distract the servants.
I mean, if you're looking around, you find them in the kitchen.
Okay.
They seem like they're kind of just, like, staying there. They're kind of scared of, like, the different notes and messages you've given them.
Yeah.
And...
Well, I'm just going to bring them. I'm going to bring them, and I'm going to say, gather everyone and come over to this front room. Like, you know, if they know of someone else that's in the house.
Okay.
And go over to the room that's the opposite of where the backyard is, and then that's... Well, he communicates that to everyone else. Like, I'll distract them. You guys go take those... bodies and bury them.
Okay.
Take like 3 hours to bury them. I'll talk for three hours.
Sounds like a great plan.
Lank's already like head deep in a hole, but that's about 5 inches, so he's got some work to do.
Okay.
All right. So you all can do that. That's fine.
Okay, cool.
Do you want me to, you want to role play your entire
speech?
servants.
No.
The entire thing is, look over there. And then 20 minutes.
20 minutes of that. Look over there. Look over there. Look over there. Look over there. I'm just pointing at different places on one wall. What about that scratch? Someone needs to paint that. There's a cobweb there. Sweep it away. This part of the wall has a dent in it. Let's put some plaster there. And that's what I keep doing.
You pressed a digitate.
Meanwhile, out in the yard, we've accidentally hit an artisanal well, and so it's geysering up in the back. Oh, shit.
Bathwack finally has a place to fill his water skin.
Called it for digging. We're hitting the utility system.
What actually broke into it, though, was you pushing the body in, so there's just this corpse just floating at the top of the geyser 20 feet in the air.
No.
Have you no respect for the dead?
Where's the trampoline, damn it?
Hey, this is, yeah, I was going to say, this is downright somber compared to what we did the last time we had to...
All right. I guess one question I would ask is, do you let them know, the servants that you're leaving or
yes.
anything? Like, do you...
I'm like, I'm going on a journey with my son. He's just making that up because the son isn't there. So he's like, yeah, me and my son are going on a father-son camping trip. Don't disturb the upstairs. Don't do anything. Hey, in fact, you can go live wherever the heck you usually live. Don't let anyone... just don't look in the backyard. Don't go upstairs. Just don't.
Don't try to find my wife.
Yeah, don't. She's going to visit her cousin somewhere. She's got a cousin. She's doing like a mall shopping trip at the Mall of America. Barovia. Mall of Barovia. He's just making up, you know, stories.
Okay.
Really?
No.
He's reading the newspaper.
Yeah.
All right.
Do I have to roll for anything?
No.
Okay. Cool. All right. Yes.
Roll 25 deception checks.
Exactly.
Then the rest of you can get
do
rid
my
of
dirty
the
work.
Bodies. Yeah. Bury the two corpses and two canine corpses in the back.
Oh yeah, we're getting everybody, right? The dogs.
I would assume.
The...
Oh my god, like yeah. Is oh, yeah. Wait, is no, Izek's not there. But
no.
Henrik.
Oh,
is.
Henrik is, yes. And
so it's five bodies. But I'm not as concerned about Henrik because he was a prisoner. So I'll be like, but yeah, if you can, he's the last one to go, guys. Baron and Lady Baron are the first. Get them in the ground. I can make up an excuse if they see the dead dogs, but also bury them. And also bury Henrik. I'm just kidding. Just bury everyone, okay?
Rafina has a little tiny shovel. It looks like one of the ones at the beach.
Yay.
And she's pretty happy sitting at the side of this hole that we're digging. She's singing, I've been working on the graveyard all the live long day. Everybody now!
So... the bodies are like upstairs. So are yep. we just gonna like, are we gonna carry them out, or do you want to like try to toss them out a window into the hole?
If you want to listen to the sound of them hitting the ground and crack, snap, like, ugh. Oh man.
Or if you want to hear them thumping down the stairs. I mean, one way or another, we got to get them out of the house.
Yes, Bathwack can just carry. Come on, Bathwack, spare the hammer, spoil the peen, or whatever that is.
That's like this call to actions. Like, there. He's ready.
Spare the hammer, spoil the peen. All right. All right.
Oh, it's an old saying about burying people.
Wow.
Bathwack's getting ready to throw the dogs out the window.
Yep, that's what I thought.
Seriously, no one's going to stop me?
No, just get them down the hole. Quick as possible. We are not catching these dogs.
All right, there we go.
He just throws through the glass. Oh my god.
And there goes the next one.
He does. the same window, just a different window.
She went to get to the corpses, she's gonna throw them to the walls. No windows.
Oh my god.
Wait, they hit the outhouse outside?
Wait. Do you have a sound effect that's called outhouse being hit by dead dog?
Oh my god.
That was that. The sound you heard was from the first dog. And Lion goes a little to the right.
Success. All right,
I'll carry the other. Can I carry the other two down?
Yep, just, you can.
Like, I prefer you didn't.
So you grab them in your arms and jump out the other window.
Oh my god.
That was a bad time to take a sip of water.
All right. And needless to say, without any odd happenings, you bury the bodies.
Signs from a DM that you need to move along.
You unremarkably bury the bodies.
Two dogs, two human bodies, and three windows worth of glass.
And no witnesses. Meanwhile, Blinsky's like, I need to make a toy out of this.
But yeah, so Blinsky is there, and as you all reconvene, ready to start on your adventure, he says, anything you need me to do? Or should I just go back to work? Or what can I do? I probably need to make new doll for Izek, unless you told me in last episode that he dead. I do not remember.
Well, if we didn't, I can tell you now. Yeah. He's dead.
Oh, that's right. You did tell me that yesterday.
Yeah. We had a real long sleep.
Phew! That big relief.
Yeah.
Now I get to work on all my many other orders that I have.
Yes, we're going to keep you with us for a little while. Do you know how to make oatmeal?
Is that made of walnut or cherry wood?
I guess you could try using the bark.
Ew, twig tea and bark meal. It's Rafina's balanced breakfast.
It's a good thing we're adventurers. Then we're not like trying to open a restaurant.
I don't know. In Valaki, you might have a pretty good run of it.
Yeah, instead of wolf steak.
It sticks to your ribs.
Plus, if you keep burning down all of the rest other competitors.
So sad.
You think it might be a pretty open market right now.
Aww. Yeah, Blinsky, you don't have to do the thing that I mean, I don't need the arm anymore, and you broke my club that I gave you. So, I don't have any custom work. So you have my money. I'll be coming back for
you. You give me money?
Yes, I did.
How much money you give me?
10 gold.
Oh. Why you give me so much?
Because you wanted it. It was a quick turnaround.
That's
time.
So much. You say for fake arm? That easy. That is ridiculous. Yes. I mean, if you say I give you that much, are you sure it was 10?
Yes, it was 10.
Okay. And he like starts patting himself. I don't have money on me. I go back and I can go get it for you.
No, not
or
right
next
now.
Time.
Or you know, maybe I want to invest in your business, depending on if you can make more toys and be more successful. But we don't have to talk about that right now. Otherwise, I want my money back. We gotta get out of here.
Whatever you want. Yes, I mean, I obviously, if you pay me for work. I do it. You get money.
Oh, you're so honest.
You can make me another puppet. The last one,
Oh, yes. Yes, Rictavio, tell me. He told me about puppet burning.
Where is Rictavio?
I do not know. I don't know much of anything lately, if you remember.
Yeah.
When's the last time you talked to Rictavio?
Let's see. I think it must have been when when he was there at my at shop with you.
Hmm. Okay.
All right. Well, I mean, I be at shop. You find me there. If I not at shop, I at house. It right next door to shop.
All right. Cool.
Once we looked for you there, and you weren't in either place.
Yeah. I'm guessing that's when he was murdering the burgomaster. You know? Good old Blinsky.
Are you feeling a little murderous today, Blinsky? Because we would like to keep an eye on you, if so.
Oh, no. I whatever you do, you help me very much. I mean, I owe you more than 10 gold. I mean, I do whatever. I mean, I certainly make puppet for you, big person, dragon man, turtle. If I give you your money back, and if anybody else have things they want to make, Lank, you want toy? I make you toy for free.
I think I'm good, but thank you for the offer.
Hmm. Okay.
Lank's trying to be more gentle with Blinsky after the possession.
Could you make me a wooden carrot for my bunny slippers? Because I'm getting tired of the carrots that rot that I have to carry with me all the time.
Hmm. Yes, I certainly can make wooden carrot. That'd be easy. I will do that for you. Yes.
Can you paint it orange?
Of course, I can paint it any color you want. You want purple? You know, carrots originally were purple colored.
Ooh, I know the history of carrots too. What is your favorite species? I mean, phylum. I mean,
variety.
Variety.
I like the orange variety. I assume anyone that is purple is very old.
Yes, make it orange.
Good. Anybody else?
How about you start making... No, not for me.
Oh.
No, I'm interested in you becoming more successful.
Okay. Because
I might invest in Blinsky Toys if you can become more... If you can sell more shit. And what I said before was...
You mean provide more happiness.
Right, provide so much happiness. What about you start making toys that make fun of the Baron? I'm going to be leaving as the Baron, so I'm not... People can buy toys that, like, are making fun of the Baron. People might buy those.
That sounds... I mean, I guess you Baron now.
Yeah.
Because other Baron dead.
Yeah. I won't kill you or anything.
Right.
So. Yeah, I think, maybe.
I mean, would Guard... What about Guard? Is all of Guard dead?
No, but the nasty ones are...
I mean, I can start make them. I don't think I comfortable, at least without us discussing further, offering them for sale. I don't know. It seemed like some people might take it upon themselves to correct me for such flagrant badness when it comes to
What if I wrote you a letter that had the Baron's signature and, like, his... Seal. Oh, and Fiona Wachter's seal. Don't I have like a seal, like a ring or something with Fiona Wachter's?
I think so.
So it's like I got the approval of Lady Fiona Wachter and the Baron. How about that? I could come up with something like that for you, and then you could present it to people and be like,
"But you're thinking it'd be successful to
because
sell
people
toys?
Hate
it's
the Baron.
It's somewhat subversive. But if I have official document from Baron saying this is okay with me,
I feel like
it might take the sting out a bit."
You only show that to the guards if they find out that you're selling them.
Hmm.
You don't sell the toy. Like, do guards come in your shop all the time finding out what toys you have? Right. So if kids come in or if parents come in, they're like, we heard about those Baron ridiculous, whatever you come up with. Are you, Eric, just not wanting to come up with some toy from the... We're probably also not coming back here.
No, I just, for some reason, like to make this difficult to draw out this conversation.
Okay, Blinsky. Obviously, favorite character. Well, whatever you think. I mean, I could do that right now. Wouldn't be too hard. Think I could do that. But if you don't want me to, that's fine.
Well, why not? If you think good idea. If you think would spread more happiness, make people...
Yes, people have been living under the thumb of this asshole for... However many years he was living
it's
here.
So weird to hear you say this as him.
Yes.
Very confusing in brain.
And then he turns into Blinsky and he's like, yes, very confusing.
That's unnerving.
Yeah, and then he turns back to the Baron. So this is better, right?
Are you sure we want him to be able to do that?
He says to all of you.
We're not in charge here.
Okay. Will's like, does that mean I'm in charge? Yes!
I'm certainly not. All right. So yeah, you want to make him that document?
Yeah, I mean, if he's interested. I mean, I don't know how long it would take, but in the game sense, yeah. It doesn't matter. I can just say it takes an hour and we can leave an hour later. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Right? Can I do that? Do I roll?
You can do that. If it comes up later about how good it is or not, we can
go
over that then. What about anybody else? Does anybody have any words for Blinsky, or does anybody have anything else they like to do in the town, or is Lank already walking out the West Gate? What's going on?
Yeah, Lank's probably halfway wherever he's going.
He's Lank is in Kresk.
Looking for Nat. Pantsless Nat. Because if he left his pants here, he doesn't have them wherever he is.
That's true.
You'll know him by his lack of pants.
Rafina would like to leave, she says to Blinsky, I would like to leave you with a blessing to keep you from murdering people inadvertently.
You can do that?
Well, I sure as hell can try.
Wow.
Okay, what do I do?
You just sit there. I'm going to just sing a little blessing for you. It's a blessing / prayer.
Aww. Okay.
Oh, my cat just ran away.
Says Rafina.
You just started staring down the stairs with his ears back.
Wait, speaking of which, what happened to the cat lady?
Oh, yeah, cat lady.
She runs out of the room when you do that. She's been there the whole time, but you're right. She bolts out the door. So, what are you going to do with her?
Well, she has to come, obviously. We're the ones that feed her.
Okay. Well, thank you for blessing. I feel very much like not accidentally inadvertently killing anyone. I think it worked very well.
Oh, does the trick.
Okay. I go back to shop now. I think I have lots of ideas and things to make for all of you. I'm very happy, and I will make happy lots of people, including you, when you come back. Come visit me as soon as you get in, and we will share all of my things, and goodbye.
If you see Rick Tavio, let us know. Tell him we'd like to talk to him again.
Oh, okay. I certainly will. Oh, I must find Piccolo. Oh, I got to find him. I don't know where he is. Oh, I'm sorry. I just remember him. That's a very bad monkey owner. Let me go see if I can find him. You now see him, right?
No.
No. We didn't kill any monkeys.
I hope. Oh no! I hope I didn't.
Oh no!
Oh, there is a little chance that you did, but I don't know for sure.
Oh, God.
Well, hopefully, blessing is retroactive.
Lank comes walking back in with Nat. I found him. Somebody get this boy some pants.
All right. So you can find Cat Lady again. She's huddled in the corner in a nearby room. She warms up to you, though, again, Rafina.
Hello!
And you're free to move about the country.
All right, I make a big show of the mayor leaving Vallaki. Goodbye! I'll be back in some days, hopefully, and not be dead.
The people in the town seem very tired and stressed. The air is filled with smoke.
Oh my god.
You walk past the burnt-out husk of the Blue Water Inn.
Oh, Jesus.
It's really great. It's very happy.
It is the best.
And you're going on a camping trip.
Yes, hey, where's my son? We're going on a father-son camping trip.
Without my son.
Yeah.
He'll catch up.
Yeah, I guess so. Somebody tell my son that I've already left.
Yeah, I'll get the marshmallows warmed up, son.
All right.
All those people are just gone, right?
He wasn't there when you walked by.
All right. Oh, shit. Where
Unless
is
you
want
to put in some time and effort in locating him.
No.
We're not actually related.
Yeah.
People are muttering, yeah, that's pretty much how the Baron is about a son. Yeah. That sounds about right. This guy really is the Baron. Yeah. That proves it. All right. And away you go.
Woohoo!
west. Wait, no. The gate is gone. It's just a wall. You run around the wall. It's all walls. You're stuck forever.
The end.
I tell the guard to make sure nobody goes in my house. As we leave, I'm like, hey, guards.
We're your guard.
Yeah, guard. Yeah, I have my secret guard, but whoever's at the gate. And keep these freaking gates closed, werewolves coming in, you dumbasses. As I leave, bye!
They just stare at you as you go. Okay.
And stop staring at me.
Okay, so you head on down the road. It's a similar route as to the winery. If you recall, there's the intersection with the old worn dragon statues, marking that road to the south. There's an initial intersection with a few different pathways off. I'm assuming you're heading to Kresk.
Yes.
Or at least in that direction.
In the direction to save the kid. That is what we're doing.
Yep. And then you get to the intersection where you had gone, I think it was south or southwest or something like that, to get to the winery. But instead, there is a sign that points you towards further to the west, towards Kresk. You continue down that path, and, I mean, it's been, you know, pretty uneventful. You stop when you need to and keep on going, but eventually you get to the top of a crest in the road, and in the distance, not too far out, you can see a man heading away from you, so it looks like he's traveling in the same direction as you. On the road.
Is this after days? Is it one day?
This
or
is all within
days?
One day.
One day. Okay.
Yep. Maybe afternoon at this point.
Okay.
I want another long rest.
We'll just carry you as you rest. Sleep for 8 hours as we walk for 8 hours.
I'll sleep in the terrarium.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice bed in there.
You are probably in mortal danger from whatever animals are in there that you are food for, basically. You're dwarfed by the crickets. Yeah, you see this person in the road. Looks like he's traveling as well, heading away from you. So, towards Kresk as well.
What does he dress like?
From this distance, you can see looks like he has a dark cloak on. That's about all you can tell from this far out.
Oh, crap.
Dark. Should we hail him? Hail!
Ah!
I hail him.
You see him stop. He turns around and looks at you from the distance.
Would you care to take a snack with us?
Okay. Should I wait for you here?
Wait, why is he traveling alone, you guys? Arone. Why is he traveling alone? That's weird, right? For these parts? What are you doing traveling alone, weirdo?
Wait, well, guys, be cautious. This might be weird. Yay! You! Freak!
Maybe we should shout about it?
There's an alone guy over there! Attack him! Whoever's listening! He's all by himself! We're a group of really strong people!
Blank leaps out of the terrarium, mole at the ready.
I guess we approach, I guess.
Yes, we're approaching.
I am in the back.
We know.
We know.
You're in Vallaki.
Yeah, I'm back in the... I left and went back to the house.
You realize your house has no more dead bodies in it. You're just like, this is actually pretty great.
I'm the mayor now. I can just be here.
All right, so he... in the distance, he looks like he's has a stick that he's leaning on, like a walking stick. But as you get closer, you realize it's actually a spear. He's leaning on... It looks like that's how he's armed himself. It's not safe to travel these roads without
a form
of protection.
Or alone, you weirdo. God, you doing?
He has a pretty large pack on his back. It's a dark blue cloak. He looks like he's in maybe his mid to late 40s, if you were to guess. He's got long brown hair. He's back in a ponytail. Mutton chops. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Awesome. Those big old...
Big sideburns.
Beard. Yeah, big giant sideburn things.
Oh, okay. What color are his socks?
He's not wearing socks.
Oh, scandalous.
He has sandals on.
Ooh.
Scandals.
Yes, you see
scandalous.
A plenty of ankle. Rafina and Lank, you're short enough, you get a really good look.
That's why I asked. Sir, do you have a child in your pack?
No, I don't. I'm a traveling merchant. I actually work mostly in weaponry. One thing I was wondering, I'm glad I've seen you here. I was heading to Kresk for this same reason, but I was wondering, do any of you perhaps have any silvered weapons?
Silvered?
Yes, silvered.
Why, is there a recall on silvered weapons?
No, there's been a rash of tales of werewolves in these parts.
Oh shit.
Are the tales of the werewolves getting rashes from the weapons?
That makes sense. We have to get like silver bullets or whatever.
Yeah, bullets.
Yeah.
Throw the bullets at him.
Yeah.
What's a bullet?
Yeah.
Like a bulleted list?
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. So the werewolves are starting to itch.
Yes, they're itching for child taken, it sounds like. I have some more mundane weapons I'd be willing to trade or even purchase if any of you have any weapons of silver. They're said to really be the only thing that's effective against them.
What proof do you have that the weapons work?
I don't. That's what I hear.
Okay, goodbye.
I'm looking to buy them from you. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I don't really have any.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
I mean, look, I have plenty to offer. He pulls the large pack off of his back and he opens it up. You could see a variety of different types of weapons there. Lots of daggers. There's like special straps in there, so they're all kind of neatly organized. And you see a short sword or two. Different things like that. Mostly, it seems like all melee weapons, no, like, crossbows or anything like that.
Do you make these?
No, I mean, I've acquired them. People are always in the market for protection in these parts.
You've acquired them. You didn't answer the question at all.
I don't make them, no.
I've acquired them, and people need them.
I purchase, I buy and sell. I'm a trader.
Okay.
You know, full disclosure, I mean, I think I can get a pretty penny for some weapons with silver on them in Kresk, especially since this seems to be kind of the center of this type of thing. So, do any of you have any? I mean, I've got these fine items in here. How about everybody make a perception roll?
Uh-oh.
And, Bathwack...
They're all made of bananas.
Bathwack, do so with advantage.
10.
14.
Okay, six plus three is 9.
19.
All right, Lank and Bathwack, you catch a glint of something. It looks like there's something near the bottom of the pack wrapped up, but it looks like it's come unwrapped a little bit, and you could see the head of what looks like a warhammer, and it actually seems, from the glimpse of it you can get, you think it actually might be silver.
Hmm.
Mm.
Did you see that glint, Bathwack? Hey! Is that a silver warhammer glint I spy in the bottom of your bag there, sir? You claim to have no silver items.
No. As I said, I'm looking for silvered weapons to sell. And he closes up the pack. But I mean, if you don't have any, I mean, I guess I'll be on my way.
How much do you want for that hammer?
I don't know what you're talking about. There's no hammer in there.
You're not a very good salesman if you're trying to hide your inventory.
He lets out a trill, like a whistle, of like a, that sounds like a bird call.
Okay,
I can't do them.
Oh, goodness gracious.
He's not
warm yourselves, everyone.
and he says, you might be right at that. I would say that I'm probably not a great merchant.
Oh,
and
he's a thief!
And he picks up his spear and he jabs it out at you, Lank.
Oh my god!
And I need everybody to roll initiative.
Ah, you thief! Nice.
That's what I get for being perceptive.
We're gonna take a break here. Everybody can load up roll 20.
Ah, thief! Thief!
Dickwad!
Damn it!
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.